Hey, everybody, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I discuss death and all things surrounding it and being wrongly accused and dying and more death. Did I mention that we talk about dying? Anyways, I hope you enjoy this episode. Remember, like and subscribe. And here we go.
Good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. Mikey, what's up?
What's happening? So glad to be here.
Your typical morning intro.
Mondays.
So, your stay of execution was commuted.
What do you mean?
Okay, so there's a dude. Okay, so let me ask you something, man. So you're on death row.
There's a dude.
There's a dude, but let me ask you a question, man. How fucked up would it be, man? You're on death row. You're fucking innocent, right? And then the witching hour is coming on, dude. You have to have the governor fucking pick up the phone and go, let's not have him be executed, right?
Right.
What do you think goes to, I mean, have you ever like thought what goes through those besides a fucking 50,000 volts of electricity and a shot to the arm? What do you think goes through their mind when they're like right there, they're walking, you know, dead man walking and they're heading down to the old executioner room? What do you think goes through their fucking heads? Like, you know, you almost wondered, like, do they have any remorse whatsoever? Or are they just like, fuck you, I don't care, I'm going to die?
I don't know, dude. I mean, the problem is like, we're not in that headspace. You know what I'm saying? Like, at all. So it's like.
What about if you're innocent? Like, seriously, like, everybody in prison's innocent. But no, but seriously.
You know which movie I always think about every time?
But
fucking Green Mile.
Yeah, dude, where he was innocent.
Every fucking time.
And they executed him anyway. Yeah. But it makes me wonder, like, what then, go through your fucking mind, dude? Let's say it was you right now. You were innocent. You were like completely charged with something that you were totally innocent of, and you were convicted into a death sentence, and you're walking towards that fucking door. What do you think would be going through your mind right then and there?
This fuck, dude.
I know, right?
The problem is that like I would go through the stages, obviously. I would go through, you know, denial. Then I'd go through like anger and rage, and then I would probably end up at acceptance.
Okay.
At some point, I think by the time that it got to where they came and got me and I'd had my, you know, moment with the priest. Last time I'd ever have sex. Wait, what?
I was about to say the same thing. So that would be the last time you had your conjugal visit, right? I mean, but still, go ahead.
you know, after I had the visit from the priest and he read me my last rites and I'm moseying down, I would realize that this is the end. I would probably be praying, asking for, you know, the governor to call for clemency, knowing that that was such a long shot, though.
Yeah.
And it would get really real because we do lethal injection here. I don't think we do the electric chair.
They got rid of old Sparky. I think it's in a museum now. They used to call that thing old Sparky in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it would get really real when I felt the IVs being inserted into my skin and the tape going on the IV to hold it down.
Mm-hmm.
After being strapped in, obviously, you know, and then it really would feel real when they tilted you, when they opened the thing and you could see all your accusers and then they tilt you back, they start to lay you back. I think that would be the part where it'd be like, oh shit, here we go. Then there'd just be lights out.
I wonder if they actually do that in Florida though. Like they lean you up to look at everybody or they just, you can turn your head.
That's what I'm envisioning. That's what I'm envisioning. Yeah.
You're envisioning movies.
I've never been to an execution, but that's what I'm envisioning. This is the, you know, like strapped, it's like Jesus. It's just like,
Then they lay you down and then start the process. He does the wiggle of the tie to let the guy know shit to like start it, but or the scratching on the fucking brooch, you know. But exactly. Thumbs up, down. But you know, let me ask you this then: would you ever go watch an execution?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it either.
Unless, unless they wronged me personally, I wouldn't just go for like, hey, what are you doing on Friday night? I heard there's an execution down the road. You want to go check it out? Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Can you imagine though? We're like, hey, bro, what are you doing tonight? I don't know, man. You want to go watch an execution up at the fucking state prison? Fuck yeah, dude. Let's go. And you fucking drink like four beers. Go in.
Get your popcorn. Like, get your popcorn.
They have like fucking concession stand. You know, hey, you're over there eating a hot dog. You're over here eating a hot dog watching this guy fucking get smoked. You know what I mean? Go, Robert.
I've actually never even been able to be in the room when one of my pets has been put to sleep.
I have. It sucks, man.
Because I just couldn't do it.
It sucks, man. I honestly
I've only had one, though.
My cat, my latest cat, the one that I had, I didn't watch her final one, but I did see the one where they put her, like, you know, where she goes, she lets out the groan.
Yeah, goes they to just sleep.
They kind of like put her out like in a La La Land. So she had no idea I was there. She's like, "You can stay for the final if you want." I was like, "No, I'm good." I was like, "I got to go," and so I couldn't do it. I don't know. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. You know what's fucked up though? Before I talk about this subject, reason why I got on this is because you know what's fucked up is I think watching animals pass is harder for me than a human. Does that make me fucked up?
Like no, I think it's because a human that's been really close to you hasn't passed yet, that you've been with every day. See, here's the weird thing. Like, I know in my personal experience, when I was a child, I was really worried about my parents dying and being orphaned because I didn't really have any extended family. So that really haunted me a lot. You know, like, if something happens to them, then I'm screwed. Like, who's going to take care of me? But then once I moved out, you know, actually, like, once I got my car, got my first job, at that point, they became less reliant. And I was like, okay, it's not, I mean, yes, tragic, but it's not as bad. And then as time moved on, you know, I got my own family, was living my own life. They weren't part of my day to day. You know, it was sad, but it wasn't devastating. Like your pet is like with you every single day, you know?
Right.
And usually they lift you up when you're at your lowest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're there when you're at your happiest too. And I don't know about your pets, but my pets have always been like unconditional love. You know, like they just are happy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, what's up?
My cat is that way, dude. He's like cool shit.
So no matter how shitty of a day I am having, I know at the end of the day, like, you know, my dogs are going to be there and be like, and my cats and other animals are going to be there and they're all going to be like, hey, where's the food, fucker?
You know? Yeah. You're like Ace Ventura when you walk in your house. All the fucking animals and the birds all land on you and fucking shit. You're like fucking Wild Kingdom at your house. Jesus. I've never seen a house like yours, dude, where like dogs, rabbits, and horses and fucking birds and snakes and everything come up and be like, hey, what's up, man? Feed me, bitch.
I don't have any of that anymore.
Yeah, I know, but you did.
No, but I did. and it was really nice when I had a farmhand like helping me out. Like, and we were doing the little petting zoos and stuff on the weekends.
He's never finished. I'm just kidding.
Fast as God in the world, kid.
Yeah, you fucking had everybody out on the fucking farm, dude. You fucked up guy. Nah, just kidding. Yeah. But no, you know, I was wondering because like there's this guy. Okay, so getting to the subject at hand, this guy, Robert Robertson.
Yeah.
Dude, talk about like the witching hour. Like he was on death row and he had – they halted his execution, but it's temporary.
Yeah.
But it came less than 2 hours prior to him being scheduled to die by lethal injection in Texas.
Really?
Yeah. So basically, in a nutshell, this dude was convicted related to shaken baby syndrome.
Oh.
But like.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, I know. Crazy, right? But he told the doctors and everything that that it had a fever and it fell and she fell out of bed, you know, in the week of her being seriously ill, blah, 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 blah. And so he was convicted of this thing, right? Back in, I want to say he was sentenced to death back in 2003, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. So, but the lead investigator, detective and everything all changed their minds. Like literally, dude, changed their minds and said they thought he was innocent after some more evidence and DNA and all sorts of shit. Came out.
Really?
So he was like begging for weeks, probably months, like for, you know, to have this thing, you know, at least looked at before they went through his education. They finally put a temporary so they could look at this thing. And they granted the stay of execution.
Wow.
So yeah, it was like, The whole thing was 86 bipartisan lawmakers in Texas, among them dozens of lawyers and medical and scientific experts, publicly called for his to be pardoned. Because they said that from the evidence, they can now tell that he didn't do it. What his story was true. Can you fucking, that's what I'm saying. Like, can you imagine like Green Mile in his ass all the way to that freaking thing? And then all of a sudden you're getting that stay, how you're like, oh, when you know you're innocent. Hopefully he's innocent. You know what I mean? And he's not full of shit. You know what I mean? But when you got that many people looking at evidence and things like that, I would have to say that they probably got this one wrong. You know?
Yeah.
But I just thought, man, what's some crazy, crazy shit, man. But
hey, oh, there's a lot of horror stories out there. I mean, there's a lot of that. A lot of,
oh, I'm sure it happens in prison all the time. Yeah. People get, innocent people are getting executed.
It was worse in the past.
I'm sure. Because back then it was like quick. There was like none of this being on death row for 20 fucking years and shit. You know what I mean? Now your ass is like guilty. Take him out and behead him. Oh, by the way, they were innocent. What? You know what I mean? Oh, too bad. His head's on a pole over on London Bridge. But, you know, speaking about overseas. So there was a Russian man who was rescued in the Sea of Oshkosh. He survived 2 months. He survived 2 months in a tiny inflatable boat that lost its engine. Okay. Now he was with his brother and nephew. Okay. But they both fucking died.
Really?
But I mean, what the fuck, man? Because I guess they all set journey to go like, see to watch whales and shit, right? But can you imagine, they found the bodies where in the boat where the Angel fishing vessel was rescued, they found the people still in it
in the boat.
I would have, I mean, what the fuck,
what killed them?
They don't say. They just said that it was they said they were that the trio had a small food ration and about 20 liters, which is about 5 gallons, right, of water when their engine failed and found themselves adrift.
Oh,
can you imagine?
So they either died of dehydration or starvation.
Right.
Dehydration more than likely.
Probably dehydration with only 5 pounds of water because
you 3 days.
You probably had to ration your water out like a motherfucker. But they said that.
How long were they out there?
He was out there for, I want to say, what was it? 2 months, more than 2 months.
Oh yeah, they
5 gallons. So
they definitely died of dehydration.
Right. So basically, the guy that they found that lived, he lost half his body weight. He weighed 220 pounds when he went out. He weighed 110 when they found him. Talk about getting the fucking diet of your dreams. But
so he was alive.
Yeah, he survived out of the three. And it said when the crew of the fishing vessel spotted the tiny inflatable boat on their radar, they initially thought it was a buoy or a piece of junk, but they turned on the spotlight just to make sure and were shocked to see him laying there.
God, dog.
Holy. Now, it's the coldest sea in East Asia as well.
Oh, wow.
I mean, fuck. They said the crew of the ship that rescued him found their bodies tied to the boat to prevent them from being washed away by sea. So he just laid them in the water.
And just... And then he just tied him to the boat.
That means he had to fucking look at him for 2 fucking months, dude, in the cold ass water, probably preserving them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what the fuck? Can you? I guess my fucking thing is I would have let you go. I would have been like, I love you, Jack, and let you go. I would have let you go to the bottom of the ocean.
He probably kept him so that way they wouldn't convict him of murder.
Murder, yeah. You know what? That's actually probably true, too. Maybe he thought, hey, they probably might think I took these two out here, and I fucking killed them, and I'm the only survivor.
Yeah.
So that way he'd be like, hey, here's proof, bitch. I tied him to the side of the boat. You know what I mean? I didn't kill. They died of starvation and dehydration. I mean, fuck, dude. 2 fucking months out on the open fucking sea in darkness. Darkness. I mean, think about that. How fucking scary that would be if you didn't have like stars in the sky or a moon and it was like overcast. You've been on a cruise.
He was urgently calling for help.
Yeah, no shit. But think about that, though, dude. When you're out in the middle of the ocean, you've been on a cruise. how black it is out there, dude. I mean, it's blacker than black. When there's no stars or moon, you can't see shit.
Damn, he lost half his body weight.
Yep. 110 pounds, man. Like I was saying earlier, 110 pounds.
I know. Half his body weight. God, dog, man. Holy crap, dude.
I would have been like, that's a guy's will to live right there, man. The will to live, you know, because you and I mean, but the good thing is we have plenty of fucking blubber. So we would have probably, you know, maybe survived on two months, maybe, because, you know, our body would have just started eating it from the inside. You know what I mean? Eating all that body fat up. We wouldn't be in the best shape of our lives, but damn, man, we got a head start, man. Fucking losing 2 months of not eating. Is that all it takes? Mike, we're just not going to eat for 2 months, man. Just drink water.
I mean, the thing is, I guess there is a lot of gale storms and a lot of winds out there. So he probably could have gotten water that pooled up inside of the boat to keep, you know, mm-hmm. some hydration. But yeah, holy crap, dude, man.
Crazy shit.
That losing half your body weight, his body must have been almost about verge to go into shutdown mode.
Oh yeah, dude. He was probably on the verge.
How long ago was the story? I didn't look at the time.
It was just recent, dude. I believe. Yeah.
6 days ago.
Yeah.
He's probably not out of the woods.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, he was probably on the verge of kidney failure, organ failure, everything. Because once you start consuming half your body weight, your body fat is gone.
Yeah.
And the only thing that your body will do next is eat its organs.
Yep.
Internally. And then after that, you're pretty much a goner, you know? So if he survives, super lucky, man. First thing I'd be like, so can we stop at Burger King? I'm joking.
That's why I would take one of those emergency beacons with me anytime I go out. That's a standalone unit that whenever if it gets submerged in water, it immediately triggers. And just make sure you have that shit with you. Because that would suck.
That would totally suck.
So bad.
So, yep. You know, we staying on the whole death thing, dude. So we'll change gears. So we'll stay. It's a little morbid of a show today, but fuck it. So in Poland, dude, and we talked about funeral homes before. Like, this is why I wouldn't fucking work in a funeral home, because I'm afraid somebody's going to fucking wake up, you know, when I'm sitting there. Like, you know, those people that put makeup on corpses and shit. I forget what they call them. Maybe just makeup artist, but you know what I'm talking about, right? How they put the makeup on them and shit. But this one, the funeral home in Poland issued an apology, an unusual apology, after a corpse where they were transporting fell out of the hearse and into traffic.
Oh my God.
How fucked up, but that's like out of a fucking movie, dude. You're driving down the road, you take a right-hand turn, the door flies open, the body goes flying out of the bitch.
But I saw a post and it was so fucking horrible, dude. It was so horrible. It showed a casket falling out of the back of the hearse. And the caption said, "My dad didn't survive his second car accident of the week."
Oh my God. That's fucked up.
I was like, damn, savage right there. Like, that's savage. That's some dark humor I can get behind. That's some dark humor.
But seriously, I mean, it's always fucking funeral homes, dude. It's always like the door fucking opens up, flying bodies go flying out into the traffic. You know, people waking up. That's the one that fucking worries me. Yeah. That's why I could never do it. I don't give a shit how much I was hurting for money. Somebody goes, "Well, you can put makeup on corpses for the funeral home." I'd be like, "Nah, I'm good. I'll just go hungry for another day." I don't know. Could you do it? Could you work in a funeral home? Like, knowing there's dead bodies all up in that bitch?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd be afraid that fucking ghosts and shit, man, like that. Like that would be the weird
bibs. No, I'm just bibs.
You have necrophilia. You man, fucking mother, you sick bastard.
No, I'm just kidding. So, you know, I wanted to. You jumped off the topic really fast about the people that were presumed innocent, because I wanted to talk to you about a case that I don't know if you remember it, but it was back in 1944 in South Carolina. It was George Stinney Jr. Do you remember that case?
No,
by chance? Okay. He was the youngest person to ever be put to death in an electric chair in the U.S. in the 20th century. He was 14 years old.
Really?
He was accused of murdering two young white girls, Betty June and Mary Emma.
Jeez, they deserve it with names like that. No, I'm just kidding.
His trial lasted only a few hours. His lawyer provided little to no defense, and no witness were called on his behalf. The jury was composed of entirely white men who convicted him in just 10 minutes.
Jesus.
And he was sentenced to death by the electric chair, which was executed. Now, after going back and reviewing the case, you know, many in 2014, okay, they realized that he was so small and frail, weighing only 90 pounds, that it was impossible for him to commit the murders because he couldn't lift the thing that they were killed with. Like, he wouldn't have been able to physically lift it. Okay. And the bodies were moved, like, from where they were killed, and he would not have been able to move them because he just was not physically strong enough because he was small. He was a small, frail kid.
God.
So in 2014, he was basically his sentence was vacated. So
too late now. He's already gone.
Yeah. So his name was cleared in 2014.
Who gives a fuck? I'm dead.
1944 to 2014. Imagine being that kid.
14, dude.
You're just a black kid, and you're just minding your business. And next thing, you're hauled in for killing two white girls that you don't even know, probably.
Man, it was such a different time back then, though. Too, man.
You're not physically able to, like, lift the murder weapon and or the bodies that you allegedly have said to kill. No one could come to your defense and even say, hey, no, he wasn't there, because they didn't call any witnesses. And you're rushed off to be electrocuted at 14 years old.
You know, it's one thing we can say, you know, people can say what they want, saying we haven't gotten very far in this country, but we really have. I mean, because that would never happen in today's society. It just wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. It would be tried. You know, you would have your lawyer, you'd have witnesses called, they'd look at DNA, all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but
there's still a lot of injustice that goes on.
No, there is.
There's still like a lot of profiling that goes on. I mean,
right. There's just a lot of crooked shit that goes on.
It needs to be, it still needs to be better.
Of course.
I think that the judicial system needs a lot of help, because I feel like there's a lot of favoritism and a lot of, it's more of a show than it is finding justice. And my opinion is, who puts on the best show, who has the best attorney. It's definitely, it feels like a pay to play system, because the more money you have, the more likely you are to get off.
Huh.
So I think there's a lot that could be done better than the way it is now. But
yeah, that I agree with you. I mean, it's
that's all I still feel like that.
it's very corrupt. That it needs to be fixed. But, I mean, but you know, they always say that one, you know, bad apple destroys the batch, and that's what happens when you start putting people in power and things of that nature, and it becomes a pay play system. So I'm right there with you on that one. Before we get out of here, though, I want to talk about the weirdo of the fucking day.
Who's that?
All right. So there's a Greek man. He was convicted of causing disturbances by entering neighbors' properties. Guess what he was doing? Now, this was in northern Greece.
I don't even know if I want to know.
it's kind of fucked up.
This sounds like it's going to be a fucked up story, but all right, let's go. All right.
So he was a 28-year-old Greek man, right? And he told the Thessaloniki court, I think that's how you pronounce it, but that he was unable to explain his behavior. He said had caused him great embarrassment. What do you think it was? Take a stab before we get out of here.
I don't have fucking.
Now, remember, he was going. He imposed a suspended 1 month prison sentence on a man convicted of disturbing his neighbors by repeatedly sneaking into their properties to do what?
Probably take a shit in their yard. I don't know.
No, that would still be fucking weird. But this one, dude, listen to this shit, because they had him on film.
Have sex with
smelling
the cars.
Their fucking shoes. Like, you even go,
what the? Get the fuck out of here. Come on.
Yes.
Get the fuck out. Wait, why are there shoes outside?
They were in their house. He was going into their houses and smelling their fucking.
Into the house?
Yeah, yes, he was going into their properties. They'd call it properties, but yeah, he was going into their houses and smelling their shoes. Okay.
You said properties. So I thought he was just like walking on their land.
I'm sure he was doing that too. Wherever he fucking saw shoes, that bitch was.
That smells so good.
Ah, man, that's a fetish for you right there.
Yeah,
damn.
Shit, fucking foot smelling fetish, motherfucker. This guy couldn't get enough. I mean, to get sentenced to prison for 1 month? Hey, yeah, I can just see that one. You walk into the prison, right? They're fucking bringing you in. Fresh meat, hell yeah. What are you in here for, motherfucker? I was here fucking killing somebody. And he's like,
I was smelling their shoes. And if you don't mind, let me smell yours.
Now, yeah.
Can you imagine the people in the prison going, what the fuck did you just say?
You know, honestly, I'm kind of jealous.
Why? Before we go, why?
Because I have never had that level of infatuation with anything.
You have something you can do. You're welcome.
No, because it doesn't interest me. Like, I wouldn't have that level of drive. You know what I mean? Like that. Talk about, like, he could have done anything with his life because with that level of drive and commitment, like, break into people's houses to sniff their shoes. Like, I mean, that's, like, some next-level shit right there, dude. Like,
it totally is, man.
Talk about willpower, overcoming your fears of getting caught and holding out your arms once you get your, just for the payday. Like, God, no, man. I've never been that, like, motivated to do anything, ever.
So this is what I'm going to say, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. All I'm going to say is that I would have taken another step. I would have smelled their shoes, and then I would have put the fucking odor eater shit in them just to leave my fucking call sign behind, the odor eater bandit.
You're going around cleaning people's shoes.
He's going in there and fucking douse that powder in their shoes. You know what I mean? That foot powder. And then they'd be like, this guy is like going into houses, smelling shoes, and then putting fucking powder in them. I'd take it to a whole nother level, motherfucker.
Be like, oh my God, that'd be so funny. And then would you be a good Samaritan or not? You'd be like, I'm just trying to prevent foot fungus.
I was just trying to prevent a fucking infection on their feet. I'm sorry. I was just trying to be nice. But then at the same time, I got to sniff them first, and then I was fucking put the powder. See, if he'd have thought that through, he might not have gone to prison. Dumb motherfucker.
God made me do it.
Yeah, exactly. So there you have it. Well, listen, you got anything before we get out of here? Want anything else? Or are you good?
I think we're pretty good. I think I could wrap it up.
All right, cool. Guys, don't forget to head over to the website, dailybm.com. You can follow us over there. You can also buy a t-shirt. Don't forget. They're there. So buy one. And then MasonDangerBeardCO.com. Don't forget to get 20% off just by using the promo code TheDailyBM. So, Mike, you got anything? Anything? Here we out.
Hey, everybody have a great week, and we'll catch you next Monday.
Deuces.